We are joined now on Pacific Days by Queen Shirley to tell us more about the Queen Shirley Academy and Mangere Arts presents free youth podcast program for youth aged 11 to 23 at Beta Intermediate in Mangere beginning this Thursday, the 29th of September. The six-week program is the first after-school youth podcast workshop in Auckland. It's free and a great learning opportunity for young people of South Auckland. Queen Shirley joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Maroso e fua, lau susunga. Shirley, Queen Shirley, thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Maroso e fua, Brian. So good to see you. It's nice to be back in the office.
Yes, always good, especially after all these impacts of COVID-19 and that, being face-to-face as opposed to Zoom and that, so that's good. Exactly. So the podcast program that you're running, amazing, amazing, amazing. Firstly, can you take us through the six-week program and some of the things that you'll be covering?
Yeah, sure. So as you know, the Queen Shirley Academy, previously known as Pathways to Performing Arts. So we'll be, you know, sharing storytelling principles, researching a guest, develop storytelling techniques, and of course the students will be able to collaborate and work on exciting content together. So really excited. It's going to be the first in Mangere, and big shout outs to Beta Intermediate, the principal Jerry, who's been so kind, so supportive, and giving us the space and opening it out to the community. So it's open to anyone from the ages of 11 years old to 23. Yeah. And it's free, guys. And it's free because thanks and massive shout outs to Mangere Otahu Arts for providing funding to make it free so that it's free for the kids and the community. So yeah, really excited about it, Brian. Thank you so much.
Now, how did the whole opportunity come about, Queen Shirley?
So the opportunity came about when I was at film school a couple of years before the pandemic. So one of my assignments was on podcast. And so it was really awesome to really, really learn the nitty-gritty of podcasting there. And then I thought, man, I need to start this. I need to host my own podcast. So, but I didn't start one until last year. And that was really because of the disconnection that I felt, you know, from my community and also from my family and friends. So that's kind of like how my own podcast, the Le Talanoa Therapy Show, started. But if you look at history, it was actually, you know, podcasts actually started in the 80s. You know, I'm not sure if you know, but it used to be called audio blogs back in the day. And it only kind of like got popular in the 2000s, sorry. That's when someone brought out their iPods and that's when I sort of started listening to podcasts. But I wasn't really interested in hosting one. I just loved listening to it. But there's so many great benefits from listening to podcasts, eh, bro? Like, you know, study shows that when you listen to podcasts, it actually stimulates the mind, the brain, and also like, yeah, intensely more than reading and also watching stuff. So, and it also helps people stay, to listen and tune in a bit more as well. So there's like so many benefits from listening to podcasts. You know, you're in the business of radio, which is same as well, because people love to listen while they're on the go. And that's another reason why I thought this is a great learning opportunity for young people. You know, studies have also shown that people overseas are using podcasts for teachers and students to communicate, you know, for homework. And they've found that it's been really, really good for tutors to communicate and really, you know, kind of like feel like a bit more intimate learning as well. So that's what I love about it, is that I get to have a deep, meaningful and long conversations with people and be able to really listen. So that's one of the key things that I really want to utilize more and push more, is to get the young people to really listen and share their stories, because, you know, it's really amazing to hear young people share. And of course, I do want to put out there, like, it also at Hawkins Theatre, they actually, I should do some work there with them. I'm like a substitute tutor there. So I'll be back there next month as well. So I've been teaching there for the last couple of years before COVID anyway. And one day they just said to me, hey, do you want to come back this year and host a workshop again? Because I've been doing film acting classes with them. And I said, yeah. And then I said, you know what? We should start something brand new and host like a podcast, youth podcast. So I pilot that at Hawkins Theatre with the young people there, and they absolutely loved it, Brian. They loved it. You know, just to see them really share their stories and be able to be themselves and be able to like just open up. And I think that's what I really want to develop, is the art of storytelling, and get our young people to really open up more and share. And the cool thing is that they can talk about anything. Yeah. It doesn't have to, you don't have to be a certain person. You don't have to be a creative to share your story. This is for everyone and for anyone. And so this is why I love this platform. Yeah. It's just another form of like transferring our stories out there to people and sharing it. And, you know, I use podcasts as a way of therapy as well. You know, I've just qualified from qualified transformational coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been studying that for a while now. And so I use positive psychology during my podcast as well. So it really helps me direct the talanoa into a positive, you know, positive talanoa. Because, you know, when you're on podcast, sometimes, you know, you can get really intense and deep and sometimes quite intense when people start sharing deep stuff that you kind of like haven't really heard before. So that's been really helpful for me to be able to direct that talanoa with using that positive psychology. So I used it with the podcast, and I'm hoping to pass that tool and also that experience and those qualifications, applying it together to be able to teach our next generation with this new cool thing.
Awesome. And with that new cool thing, all the details for those that are interested, how can they find out more or register, please, Queen Shirley?
Sure. So you can go to Beta Intermediate. So if you're a social worker, if you're a teacher, if you're a parent, a caregiver, you can go down to Beta Intermediate down in Mangere, opposite the Mangere Town Centre, right next to Davalongi Park. You guys can't miss that. And just go to the reception. Beautiful Liz will be there. She will hook you up with the application. It's really simple. It's just like one of these. Or you can go onto my Instagram. There's a link to my bio, and I have an online form as well. So there's so many ways that you can apply. Or if you can't, just email me, like a lot of parents, they've emailed me their students, and I just send them the link, and they can just scan it and send it back to me as well. So there's so many different ways you can register, but the best way is go down to Beta Intermediate, go on down to reception and grab a copy there, fill it out, sign it, and then hand it back to the beautiful Liz at the reception. So that's how simple it is. But if you do see these posters around, you might be able to see this poster. The email's on there. So you can email me. That's qsacademy101@gmail.com. And, I'll hook you up, hook your young person up. Sure, Brian, thank you.
Sure, very good indeed. Well, a very big thank you, Queen Shirley, the Queen Shirley Academy Youth Podcast Program. Make sure to check it out. And thank you, as always, for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Whaftai tele lava.